Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Ron Johnson. Ron Johnson. It's hard to say who's my least favorite senator when you're left with Ted Cruz, Moscow Mitch, people like Josh Hawley, Wormwood, Crooked Lindsey Graham, but Ron Johnson is right in that group. This is amazing what he just said. Ron Johnson, back on February 23rd, reading a right-wing blogger, said that the people that the insurrectionists that invaded the Capitol on January 6th were fake Trump supporters. You know, Antifa and Black Lives Matter and that kind of thing. Fake Trump supporters. He took a lot of heat for that, and he should have because it was false. Problem is, when he says stuff like that, his base will frequently pick up on it. They pick up on it, just like when he said that the election was illegitimate. They pick up on it. Yesterday, to clarify, here's what he says. Well, it may have been that what I said was flawed, but it's evidence that should be considered, even if it doesn't tie into other narratives. Now, what does that mean? It's false, okay? He says it might be flawed. Okay, it's false. But it's evidence that deserved to be raised. Why is something false evidence? Evidence in a court that is false is excluded because it's not evidence. And he says, well, it might not tie into other narratives, which is a code word for liberal narratives, as if they're conflicting narratives, conflicting truths. Remember, Trump's people said, he has alternate truths. He has alternative truths. Well, there's no such thing as an alternative truth. There's one truth. Something's true or is not true. He says it might not tie into other narratives. It's an alternate truth. Kellyanne Conway, Ron Johnson. You know, Ron Johnson is up for re-election if he runs in 2022. He's up for re-election a year from now. November of 2022. There are other Republicans sniffing around. They're all sniffing. It's an old pack of them in the forest, sniffing around, sniffing like dogs on a log, looking for support. Ron Johnson gave his word in 2010 when he ran the first time and he beat Russ Feingold in one of the worst years for Democrats since 1994. He won again in 2016. By saying he'd only do two terms. 2010, he said, I'll only do two terms. You have my word, and after 2022, if I get a second term, I'm not going to run again. 2016, he repeated that. People relied on it. They said, all right, well, he's experienced, in my view, bad experience. Give him another term, and then he's out, and we can take a look at it. He is now suggesting that he's going to break his word, and he's setting it up. It's kind of a slow kabuki dance where he's dancing around saying, I don't know. I've got to think about it. I'm not getting a lot of pressure, he says, not to do it. Hint, hint. People tell me I should do it. Hint, hint. I don't want to do it. But if they want me to, do I owe it to them to do it? This is a phony deal. Okay. It's a very phony deal. But here's the thing. Whether he does it or not, Democrats have a very good field of candidates so far, and there may be more getting in the race. We're going to sort it out, come up with a good candidate. But whatever happens in that regard, to have a senator who says something that's false, it's a lie, says that the insurrectionists were fake Trump supporters, and that means Black Lives Matter, Antifa, whoever he deems the insurrectionists on the Democratic side, and they weren't insurrectionists. I'm not talking about Antifa. I'm talking about Black Lives Matter. And there isn't a group called Antifa with a website where you contribute to them. They are people that are given a label. The few of them that commit violence, I strongly reject and think they should be prosecuted just like the Trump people. But Black Lives Matter was in reaction to the strangling, the murder of George Floyd, shooting of Jacob Blake in the back, 7 times. Frankly, the strangling or murder at will by a handful of bad police officers who get away with it because prosecutors can't possibly prosecute them because they'll lose elections because the people, the voters are extremely lazy and they sit back. They go, oh, well, you know, I'm for the police. That's true. I'm for the police, too, about 98% of them. But if 2% of them, 1% of them, 0.5% of them strangle and shoot people, no, we're going to clean that out. They're bad U.S. senators. They're bad CEOs. They're bad workers. There's a little bit of bad in a lot of different things, and you don't tolerate that. That's what Black Lives Matter movement was set up to do, not to attack the police, to attack murders of people, in effect, modern day lynchings at will where people are let off. And Ron Johnson saying, well, these were fake Trump supporters trying to convince people that that's what that was, that these were Democrats. No. He took a lot of heat for that. He took a lot of heat for that. And now he's saying, well, what I said might be flawed. No, it was a lie. Okay. So it's not just flawed. Then he says, but it's evidence that deserves to be raised. Why should something that's false be evidence that deserves to be raised? In court, something false is not evidence. And he says, even if it doesn't tie into other narratives, i.e. the Democratic Party. Come on. That is right out of the novel 1984. Read it. It's a very disturbing novel. Read it. It's right out of Putin. Right out of Putin. We're going to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good morning, Matt. As always, thank you for taking my call. As far as Senator Johnson goes, I really think he's going to run again. I think the Republican Party wants him to run again, and I really hope he does, because we're going to find out where this state is at. I think it's still a Trump state, and I think the Democrats have a couple of candidates, one of them, Sarah, the treasurer, that can beat him. At least I would hope so. So go ahead and run, Johnson, and we'll see where the state is at. That's just my opinion this morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. You're raising some good points, okay? And here's the deal. I suspect this is an elaborate sort of hoax on Johnson's part that he's just thinking of it. There's very little doubt in my mind that the Republican Senate Campaign Committee, headed by Senator Rick Scott of Florida, who took the fifth in front of a grand jury about Medicare fraud, where his company had to pay, I think it was over $1 billion in fines, where he said, I refuse to answer any questions on the grounds that might incriminate me. In Florida, they thought, oh, well, that's okay. Those are Florida values, and they elected him governor, now senator. So he's the guy. I hope he's crazy to come to Wisconsin. Wisconsin doesn't go for that kind of stuff. We don't go for guys who take the fifth, okay? You know, Al Capone took the fifth. We don't go for guys who take the fifth. But Moscow Mitch is pushing him. They're all pushing him. So Johnson is pretending to think about it, gearing up Republicans who might want to run for that, none of whom are any good anyway, and less name recognition, are backing off. So you may be right, he's going to run. As far as who the Democrats going to be, I don't know. There are a number of good candidates that have been mentioned. Some have declared, some have filed, some have not. A name that came up recently, and I'm intrigued to see it, is Ron Kind, the congressman from La Crosse. I've known Ron a long time. He's been a congressman for a long time. He is a very solid guy, and very, very solid guy. I think if he ran against Ron Johnson, these are people that are both in the Congress. Remember, the Congress is a description of the House of Representatives and the Senate. The Congress. We call members of the House of Representatives congressmen, but they're all members of Congress. So this is a co-equal branch within the legislative branch. And Ron Kind has a lot more experience than Ron Johnson. So there you have it. But whether or not Ron Kind runs, I hope you can.